If you're going to be a stand-up comic, you have to have a hook of some sort. John Heffron is in, and he's got a new hook. He's the limping comedian. I don't think any other comedian has ever done this, John. This is groundbreaking. You just came in here. I've known you for years and years and years. Wendy and I have known you. Never seen a limp, but now you got a very pronounced limp.
Well, here's the deal, right? You do, as a comic, you definitely need a hook.
You want to find something.
So what I'm doing is I'm just going for the people in various cities that have, you know, they hurt themselves in like a dumb way.
You hurt yourself in a dumb
That's
way?
That's my thing. And then, you know, then maybe that could lead to a special pain for dumb people. Like, yeah. Just I'm trying to think of, like, you know, merch.
Right.
Instead of selling, like, CDs or DVDs that nobody has any way to play any of those.
Right.
Like, I'm working a deal with, like, the cane.
Yeah,
that cane that stands up for
splints.
You. Whatever that is. Yeah, so that's my hook.
That's excellent. Good for you.
Yeah.
Did you have an injury you wanted to address?
No, I was using those workout bands, and I basically, they snapped, and it went down.
You were in a health club, a workout.
No, this is,
I was
you
in
just...
In your
hotel room?
And the band
you travel with your
them?
Bands?
Workout bands, because, yeah, so that's how
you... Look at you.
And then
it's
very heavy.
It's very prisonery. And then it's on the ground, so I step on it this morning,
yeah.
And I curl it, so there's maybe 70 pounds of pressure, I guess, and has a carabiner, and then the handle broke, and then it's like a slingshot. Right now, there's probably some attorneys right now going, we got a case for you, son.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, the elastic work. I mean, they're not heavy. You just fold them up and throw them. But kudos to you for working out on the road.
No, I don't know why I do it. I wouldn't do it if I had an energy drink in me in the middle of the day. I probably wouldn't. But it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I need to wake up. I'm going to do it. It's just dumb. It's avoidable.
But, you know, a lot of hotels will have a workout room, or there'll be a health club nearby. Are you not staying in one of the finer hotels here in town?
No, I have it there. You know, it's a lot of, if I'm Instagramming pictures of my arms and stuff, it's nice. It's nice to do the workout band
sure.
to get a little pump on,
okay.
Basically. For
gotta show off those guns.
For the bicep modeling that I do on my Instagram account.
How much pain are you in right now? Are you in a lot of pain?
It depends if I think about it or not. When I first started, I was like, it's broke.
Yeah.
But I don't know what top of your foot. Brokenness.
There's like a million bones in your foot. You could have totally broken
it.
I
almost WebMD'd it. Yeah. And then I'm like, I probably think I have like scurvy or something. That would have sent me off. So
they
I decided.
You're going to die.
Yeah. I know if I take off my shoe or my foot now,
there's no reason.
It's going to just psh, almost like you get those Cinnabons in that Pillsbury thing.
Oh, yeah. I love
you
that.
Flick it and it pops. I have a feeling that it might do that.
That's a pretty
you
picture.
Didn't ice it?
I didn't ice it. I didn't have time to ice
it. Oh, you gotta ice it.
I don't even have access to ice.
The ice machine at a hotel.
But I've been in the car coming down
here.
The traffic was awesome. There was like zero traffic.
Yeah, right. I know. That's Chicago.
I'm completely kidding about that.
There's no traffic here at all.
So
we feel bad for you. We weren't going to have you on, and we heard this story on CNN, and Wendy said, we got to get John in. This might be our last chance.
Yeah, and then they had all the people, like some people debating my foot.
Right.
And some people.
Six boxes
and
with
various six people
talking
going,
heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably...
Did Trump
I would
cause
like
this?
I would like to thank Hillary Clinton
right.
for busting my foot.
Right.
Right? Yeah. I'm sure she yeah. So anyway.
I know this is a very serious question. Okay. And I mean we're here to have a good time, but here's a serious question.
Uh-oh.
We've had a very rough week in the
yes.
news. All right. So when you do what you do, when you go up on stage and do stand up comedy, especially when something is so recent and so awful, do you address it or do you say no, maybe it's best that we not discuss it?
I personally, in my acts, have always been kind of talking about what's going on in my life and, you know, on the cleaner end.
Yeah.
I had to, like, years ago, because there's always something.
Yeah.
There's always something going on where you're like the world. I've just decided, and this makes it easier for me as a comic, that I'm a distraction.
Oh, really?
That's the lane that I'm
in.
Like, when I tweet.
A pleasant distraction.
Yeah, when I tweet or on Facebook, I'm not, you know what, I'm not going to add to a political article that's not fact-checked onto my face. I'm going to find somebody.
I wish more people would do
that. I'm
going
to find a skateboarder kid falling off of off of something. Or I'm going to find, you know, hey, look at this video. It's a cat falling asleep with a dog because they love each other. Yeah, that's kind of my thing is to make the positivity louder.
Right.
And then the people who need to see it or need a break, then that's. So that's what kind of comedy I do.
We all need a break.
I'm not going to have people watch the news all day because I'm kind of a news junkie. Like even when I get to my shows now, my new rule is I turn off my phone and just, you know, set it down where my face isn't in the phone even an hour before I go on stage.
Look at the discipline he has.
Yeah,
he works
discipline.
Out.
That's why you're kind of there.
Yeah.
You know? There's just too much going on.
Yep.
Speaking of breaks, can we take a break?
Yes, we will take a break. And if you want to lift weights during the break, John, I'll leave that up to you.
No,
you
I'm done.
You're done for today,
47.
Right?
At this point, what am I even doing it for?
John Heffern is here temporarily. We don't know how long he will be here, but he's here for right now. He's performing at the Improv all this week. He's the comedian that limps a lot.
Yeah,
so ask for
Sir Limp-a-Lot.
Sir Limp-a-Lot. He's performing at a new club called Sir Limp-a-Lot. We'll take a quick break and then more with John next. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN. Phil Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. John Heffern is here. Yeah, he's in a little bit of pain, but he's dealing with it as best he can. He's performing at the Improv all
shows
this week.
Shows will go on.
The shows must go on. That's an
shows
adage in show business,
on,
John. Yeah. You know this. Do me a favor. Stick up for Detroit for just a little bit. I know you're from that area.
Sure.
You're from Michigan.
Yeah.
People
from
give
Michigan,
it a bad rap.
Live here
they
for
say
a while.
It's dangerous. Is it dangerous in Detroit?
Probably not any different than other city. I mean, there's parts of, although a lot of cities you go to now, it's scary because there's nobody.
Yeah.
But you literally will walk around and go, I'm the only human being.
Where is everybody?
Who I don't know where everybody's going.
They're online.
But they're not where I'm at. Yeah, that's it. They're all
they're
just
talking
sitting
on,
in weird.
On Snapchat.
Yeah, do we even need houses anymore? Like, could you just have cots that have really good Wi-Fi? Like, if people go, here's the deal. We're all going to kind of, like, every sci-fi movie, when there's a colony of people trying to get away from, let's say, the robots or whatever, they all go underground, right? And then you find them, and it looks like a Billy Idol video, Dance With Myself. Everyone kind of has that vibe. But they all live. So do you think people would give up where they live if they go, here's the deal. You're going to get a cot. And a bath, you know, you have all the things, but you're going to kind of live in like these tunnels, but you have crazy Wi-Fi.
Oh.
There's a new Wi-Fi that nobody has access to.
Yeah.
And it's just, and you have a little, like a desk
and
a new computer.
Oh, you have a desk too.
Yeah,
a lot of amenities.
Give you a little thing, but do you think people would go, I will give up being in the sun. I will totally go underground.
Yeah.
And I could just live that way.
Right. There'd
if
be a big
Amazon
percentage.
Prime, we're not taking any of your stuff away.
You can't see the screen better underground than in the sunlight.
But do you think people would do it?
Think
there'd be a whole group
of people
that would go, I'll move to the underground.
Yeah.
And then, listen, we get those people off the street. There's no cars.
True.
Lines at restaurants are shorter.
Yeah.
So we're actively just weeding out. Go, you guys go. We're going to kind of have a group A, group B.
Yeah.
Group B. The mole people. You just live underground, but they have like, maybe it's whatever at molepeople.com. Like, maybe it's a thing. But now we're thinning out. I bet you people would do it.
The herd would be thinned out a lot, I bet. Yeah, I like your
idea.
If
you go, you don't have to. I mean, you can, and then maybe we have like one day a month where the mole people come up and they see the sun, and then we can have like it's a big thing. Bars and restaurants do well.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it's like a holiday to see people.
Once a month.
I like it.
And then maybe they can convince somebody to go. Now, I'm thinking about this way too much, our little mole people thing, but they convince people to go below.
Yeah.
Or you can get out. Maybe that's the thing, though. But it's almost like a carpool lane where you can't leave the lane until the dots break. So maybe we do that. No matter what, you're down there for a month. Even if you hate it, you're not,
solid line,
you
can't break
up.
It.
I don't know.
It's a great idea. What are you doing with Brad Paisley? This is cool.
I have a special right now on Netflix called the Brad Paisley Comedy Rodeo. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of the name.
Well, your name's not in it, but Brad Paisley's name is all over it.
It's all over it. I wouldn't have necessarily called it Comedy Rodeo.
He's
a country dude, but I would have went.
Comedy and rodeo rarely go together.
It sounds like two things you don't want to happen.
Kind of, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would, extravaganza.
Yeah.
I would rather be in a extravaganza than a
cow
rodeo.
Tipping?
I would have been a comedy.
Comedy cow tipping.
Comedy hayride.
Oh, that's
oh,
not
I like
bad.
That.
Would be a little bit more pleasant than comedy rodeo.
It's a little hicky. You know, it's kind of hickish almost, isn't it?
Hayride?
Hayride, yeah. Because comedy, you want to...
I got a hickey and a hayride once.
When you got...
And a tick. Yeah.
Right. Comedy tick.
Yeah.
Even that's better.
Yeah, so... But the guys on the thing, it's me, Nate Pagazzi, John Reap, Sarah Tiana, Mikey Winfield. Like, the comics on there are really good. We all do, it's an ensemble
this
show.
This is not your first comedy rodeo.
This is not my first comedy rodeo. Right. But it's great because as a comic now, you literally aren't on anything.
Right.
So that has the equivalence of doing a Tonight Show in the sense of how many people see it.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's
stuff
very
like that.
Good.
So I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Call it the comedy,
What's Brad Paisley like? Is he a nice man?
He's super cool.
Is
we went to his house in Nashville. Well, He's got two houses. He's got like his house that he lives in with his family. And then we were invited to his burner house, basically.
What's a burner house?
You know, like you have a burner phone where you give some people that phone number and then you don't want anything and then you toss your phone.
Bad stuff, yeah.
And he has a whole house like that?
He has got a burner house.
Wow.
In the sense where, yeah, it's like tier. So you get invited to that one. And I think that's where he records his, like, he records his studio and his band hangs out there.
That's his man cave house.
It's, yeah, but it's a huge, like, it's very cool.
But I still, I'm not taking anything away, but I would want to come to the real house. Was he afraid you were going to steal stuff?
I don't know. Maybe that's where, because we were working on stuff for the special. I don't know. Maybe that's just where he's really into Star Wars and, like, toys. And, I know, right?
Crazy.
I know
it's
you,
right,
dude. We need to book him.
Nuts.
Yeah, so he's, like, really in. He had an Iron Man, a full Iron Man costume that he built, literally. Like,
he
Tony
built
Star-
it?
Yeah, he built a full with, like, metal and, like, cut, just, like...
Really?
I'm going to see you at a Brad Paisley concert, I have a feeling.
I might follow him around the country now.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So,
really?
So
is that at the burner home?
Yeah, and then he has...
what does he have at his real house? If
I don't know.
He's got an Iron Man costume
there
at the fake house.
Yeah, and then he has a bar that was, like, brought in from Guinness. Like, he's got this full bar that's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's got, like, yeah, it's definitely a dude thing. And then he gets it. He's very perfect. Like,
I have new respect for Brad Paisley.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot about him before. I mean, I listened to some of his songs, but I did a little bit more homework.
Yeah.
Before I showed up, and
I love his guitars. I love Paisley, and they're all so cool.
He's a great guitar.
And, yeah,
player,
he's really
too,
good.
Yeah. So he was super cool.
That's
I don't know
excellent.
How I got on the show. I don't know, to be honest with you. But yeah.
Why do you say that? He obviously wanted the best comedians he could
find.
Yeah,
that's what the premise of the thing was. There's, you know, friends. I think all of us on it were very blue-collar comics, but not, you know.
Not Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, hey,
collar.
We're dumb because we're from the South. Here's a dumb scenario that dumb people handle it differently than smart people. Like, it wasn't like that. Not that that's every
although
premise
I would
of that
go to see
style
if there was
comedy.
A special like that, I would go to see that.
If
I
you just love... did really, like, yeah. bad premises.
I'm a dumb guy. I live in a,
I'm
dumb,
a dumb
house.
Guy.
I drive
hey.
A dumb car. I would go. I would love that show.
Hey, I'm Latino. You know, Latinos handle it differently than white people. Here's an example. Hey, you know, like, everybody has that, like, that thing. Boy, what am I? Here's,
men and women are different,
yeah,
aren't
here's
they?
Here's a way to handle it. Yeah. Maybe that's how I'll do my next special. Just, like, really. Boy.
Bare bones.
Boy, I do weird things on pod. Here's an example. First, I'll ask the question. You guys ever do weird things on pod? And then I pause for the applause. Yep. And then I show an example.
That's
I'd watch it.
Yep.
You have a new book out? How long has it been out?
I have. It's been out for a while. I Come to You from the Future. Yeah.
What's the book?
That book was about giving advice to younger people.
Oh.
They need it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just, you know, mercy.
Give us one tidbit of advice. Let's say younger people are listening to you, John Heffern. What advice would you give
them? Let me ask you about these young people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell them. Mm-hmm. One day you'll get married, and your wife will buy a rug, and the rug she gets will go next to the bathroom tub.
Mm-hmm.
That rug, never supposed to get wet.
Mm-hmm. That's true, isn't it?
That is so true.
I don't know.
She gets upset if the rug gets wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Iron Man or Brad Paisley dressed as Iron Man comes in and shows you what's what.
Yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, when you get married, your wife moves in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that usually happens.
Yeah, nobody. And then your wife makes you get rid of everything you had prior to her. My wife made me get rid of my roommate. Miss Rob. Me and Rob had the great. Never once did Rob ever jump up on the couch and stick his toes under my butt because they were cold. So there's these things because young people just think they're inventing things.
Right.
People in their early 20s. They're like, nobody, we're millennial. No one's doing the stuff we're doing. Yeah, we all did it. Some of us just did it at the Excalibur and members only jackets.
Right.
You're not inventing anything. That's been going on
this
for
is
a
good
long
advice. You should do a
time.
Book based on advice like this.
I should do a thing.
Think about it.
All right, where are you?
At the Chicago
I am at
Improv.
The Chicago Improv.
Tonight?
Tonight, two shows Friday. This is what we get my radio voice out. Saturday, two shows.
Each of them.
Sunday.
Each of them unique.
Each of them unique.
Yep.
It's a good date night.
Yep.
Just come, get a little distraction from all that's going on in the world, get some food.
John, good luck with the limp.
Get a sitter.
Please tell me that the next time we see you, you'll be limp free. Please.
I'm good. Let's hope.
That's what we're hoping. Fingers are crossed. John Heffern's at the Chicago
Thanks,
Improv.
John.
Go to chicagoimprov.com.
Yeah.
All the information is there. Have a good rest of the
Thank
week.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome so much.
It.
A quick break, then some news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.